Real Talk is designed to provide useful hints and tips to aid your personal and professional development. The program provides greater insight into how to handle some of the challenges raised by the phenomenal woman interviewees. The topics are wide-ranging, covering how to handle self-doubt, increase confidence, develop a positive mindset, and acknowledge that as a phenomenal woman, you already have all the attributes you need to succeed inside of you. You just need to nurture and release them. So listen and enjoy. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk. I do hope you're all well rested after the recent Easter break. Now, this week's episode was inspired by the recent episode of Phenomenal Women, where I interviewed Mary Martha Ford Jang. Now, apart from facing several adversities in her life, she had perfected the art of saying no, which is what really had helped her get through all the adversity she had faced. Now, and so that kind of prompted me to look at, okay, we as women really do struggle to say no. And I'll give you an example. In my previous corporate life, I had been asked to attend numerous business trips over the time, but there got to be one particular trip where I had to say no because I'd had expensive vacation booked. My family was coming over to meet me on this vacation, hotels. It was only a week, and the request that was being made put me slap bang in the middle of that week. And I'm like, sorry. You know, there's days I have been more than amenable in past, but this was a real big deal for me, and I was able to say no. Now, I'm pretty confident in that respect, and I suppose the situation was that I knew my then boss relatively well. But for you guys, there may be many times that you've been asked to change your day off, asked to do work that puts you over your time. You've got a pressing personal engagement, last minute request. So you just don't really want to do what's being asked of you. And as women, we have many, many, many demands and situations where our time and attention is demanded. And that really leaves us, or very often leaves us, very little time for our own sanity and what I call our precious me time. And that kind of prompted me to say, okay, how can we feel comfortable saying no? And as I started writing about it and looking at what I could add to this week's edition of Real Talk, I realised there were numerous areas where we may want to say no, but we just haven't felt confident to do so, such as your boss, your colleagues, your partner, husband, children, friends. And whilst there may be some similarities in the skills, I didn't have enough bandwidth or time to go to let you to talk through how you say no in every situation. And there really is no one cookie cutter approach or one size fits all. So in this week's edition, I'm going to focus on how you can say no to your boss, because I think we spend a lot of time, those of us who work, spend a lot of time in the office, spend a lot of time having to manage up. I call it managing up, managing our boss. So I'm going to focus on that this week. So before we start looking at that, though, what would or could you do to make saying no a little more comfortable? Well, we have to understand why you find it so hard to say no. Is it because you fear rejection? Not you being rejected, but you don't want to disappoint somebody else. You don't want to make them angry, hurt their feelings, appear rude or unkind. And yeah, I get it. We all want to be liked and feel that we're not letting anybody down. But does that have to be at the expense of how we feel? Secondly, are you trying to impress at work? Now, that's not a bad thing, but however, it could be a very demanding boss or a colleague, or you could be people pleasing. There's plenty of scenarios here, and we need to decipher who you're trying to impress. And you could get the usual piece of advice to avoid requests, such as putting your phone on silent, you know, not opening emails. But that option's very short-lived, and the people keep asking you, so it's not a real good way of managing the process. Now, one of the key things to remember is not to fear the word no. It may seem like a powerfully intimidating two-letter words, as two little words, N and O in English. But for such a tiny word, no, saying no is intensely liberating. And when you decide that this doesn't warrant my immediate attention, or it's counterproductive to, and you're not doing this, you're going to feel a hell of a lot better.
And it may sound like an anomaly, but saying no really does start with effective communication. People will eventually, or your boss will eventually, respect you for disagreeing with them. Honestly, work with me here. Saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It's quite the opposite. It shows that you have a vision, a plan, an opinion. But you need to clearly articulate your needs, the challenges or deadlines you have to eliminate distractions. So once you do that, you stop feeling inclined to people please because you yourself have a defined game plan. And we also need to consider what happens if you do keep saying yes. And whilst we think it's a great idea to constantly say yes to everything our boss asks us to do, and it makes us, and it will make us look like the greatest employee or the best team leader, it can, however, lead to negative repercussions, especially if you take on so much work that you can't meet the deadlines. So you end up developing a reputation for poor work as you can't meet those deadlines. You end up doing other people's work for them instead of properly delegating. You find yourself working extra hours so that you can't focus on your personal goals. You sacrifice your sleep, your exercise, time with people that you really enjoy being with. You develop a reputation of being approachable but not reliable. You then start getting people nagging you about the work because they want you to get things done, but you've already got a great pile already piling up. Then you start feeling overwhelmed, inadequate, guilty, frustrated, resentful. So it's a great job. It's all well and good doing a good job and displaying willingness to serve, but when you allow every request to divert your attention from your most important activities, nobody wins. So when you decide is enough, it's how you respond and say that first no that matters. Now, the question is, should I say no to my boss? And if you're presented with this at work, this situation at work, before you come out with a great big, no, I'm not doing it, ask yourself a couple of questions first. Pitch yourself this. Am I already working on several important assignments that will leave me no time to do this particular one the boss is asking me to take on? Can I delegate some of the work to my subordinates or colleagues to free me up to take on this new assignment? Can I pause what I'm doing, the other work I'm doing, to work on this? Will taking this assignment on cause me to neglect or lessen my attention to one that's just as equally important? Do I have or can I acquire the skills to complete the assignment? It's all well and good taking it on, but if you can't actually do it, it doesn't bode well for you. And am I the only person in the business who has the skills to complete this assignment? So ask yourself those questions. And conversely, whilst it may seem a good idea at the time, there are some great reasons not to turn down your boss's request, especially in these scenarios. You think the task is too difficult. Let's face it, if you have the skills to do the job, but feel it will take more effort than you're willing to make, turning it down reflect poorly on you. So it's not about whether, so this is a case where you think the job is too difficult. You can actually do it, but you just don't want to do it. You just don't make the effort. It's not part of my job description is one, and I've come across this a couple of times. But personally, I've not come across any job description that defines your role 100%. You should be willing to go outside of your job description as long as you can do the work and what is being asked is reasonable. And this next one's a great one. I'm in the middle of planning my birthday party, vacation, my wedding, my baby shower, or any other personal event. Come on, don't be naive. Any personal event should never take precedence over anything that's part of your job because you're not getting paid for that. You'll feel you're being taken advantage of by your boss. Now, unfortunately, not everyone can have the world's best boss title. And if you happen to work for a bad one, then chances are they will try to take advantage of you every opportunity. So it's even more important you do need to learn to say no. So if you find yourself working late every night or constantly running personal errands for your boss, which really have nothing to do with your job, now is a good time to start putting your foot down or even look for a new job. You're concerned that your values may be compromised. Again, not an easy one, but if what you're being asked to do goes against your personal values and makes you feel uncomfortable, then you have to say something. If you're not enthused by what you're being asked to do, then you won't produce your best work. And hopefully your boss will appreciate your honesty. If what you're being asked to do, however, is illegal or unethical, say no immediately. And we've touched on this one. If you don't feel like doing it, remember, there's always somebody knocking at the door waiting for your job. Also known as your boss won't think twice about hiring somebody else who actually wants to do what they're being asked to do. So think carefully about it. And lastly, you may feel you want to say no because you're new. The truth is here is that if you're within the first 6 months of a new job or you're waiting to pass probation and you know you want to be made permanent in the role, you need to be a little bit more of a yes woman or man at that particular point if you want to prove your worth as a hard-working, motivated team member. So you've kind of thought about now, you thought about why are you going to say yes to a project or no to a project, and how will that be pitched to your boss? So how do you then go on to say no? Now that you know when it's okay and it's not okay to say no to El Jefe, we'll tackle how you uttered the word. So as I said, make sure you've fully considered and evaluated the validity of the reasons you're saying no in the first place. Make sure it's a valid reason, which you've kind of touched on already. If you're still unsure, try and buy yourself some time to figure out whether you can or can't honour the request. So say something like, can I have a couple of hours to think this through and see where it fits in alongside my other priorities? Phrase how you say no. Don't just come out with a hard no. Cushion what you're going to say. Instead of saying, no, I don't have time for that, or no, that's not my job, take a more tactful approach to explaining your reason. Something like, I'd love to be able to work on that project, but I've got a couple of deadlines coming up and I don't think I'll be able to work on it this week. Then no double talk. Be clear on what you're trying to say. It's important that you explain your reasons, whatever they may be, as clearly and as straightforward as possible to avoid any possible misunderstandings. For instance, saying something really ambiguous like, I can't do that now, could actually be taken, I can't do that now, but I'll be able to do it in half an hour. That's not saying no, that's saying I can do it later. So be clear on what you're trying to say. Then don't be the problem, become the solution. Your boss came to you because they had a problem. They don't want to hear about another problem. They want to know that there is a solution. So suggest an alternative. Your boss will love the fact that you've actually thought about a way of how to actually help that, how to think through the challenge and offer solutions to their problems. It can be a great opportunity for you to personally shine, showing that you care about the business, you've thought about what goes into it. And even if you can't complete the task yourself, offering alternative will help you stay in your boss's good books. And for goodness sake, don't lie. Be honest and true about your reasons, because trust me, a good boss will discover the truth later down the road if you lie to them. And that's only going to reflect badly on you and result in a loss of trust. Lastly, don't be rude. There really is no need to be mean or resentful, no matter how much you feel put out. So that means no sighing, no lip curling, no scowling, no eye rolling, no stroppiness, and definitely don't say in a whiny voice, it's not my turn. Check your tone, your body language, your overall response. Try to be polite about your rejection. Find the perfect balance of control and affability. Now, finally, if you've developed a reputation for always being able to meet your boss's requests, you may have a boss that doesn't like your new approach. But trust me, it will work out for you in the end. So keep practicing your better responses. You'll end up making your boss happy when you start delivering, and yourself. So that's all for this week's edition of Real Talk. If you have liked what you've heard, please continue to share. I'm getting great feedback from you. So please, please, please keep your comments, your suggestions and all the questions you'll pose coming through to me. I'm having a great time reading them and I'm hoping to address all the queries raised in each week in Real Talk. Now, saying no was one of the things that people keep asking me, look, Janice, how do we say no. As I said, I can only touch on this very briefly online or in these podcasts. And if you want some real, if you want some support or some help in building up the confidence to say no, by all means, drop me a line, contact me. Let's see how we can work together. That's what I do. Give women like yourself the confidence to be able to take that next step in whatever they choose to do, no included. You can contact me via email at info@janicesutherland.com or visit my website, janicesutherland.com, or via my social media pages. I am Janice Sutherland on both Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. So until next week's edition of Real Talk, I do hope you have a fantastic week, and I look forward to hearing your comments and your reviews on iTunes or any other platform you currently use. Until next time.